Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell
anyone. But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is.
And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral.
No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Hello and welcome to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast. I hope you are well. This is the podcast that if you want your best year ever, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Mark Ford. I'm a business coach, author, speaker, and media contributor on all things business. Hope the week has been really good for you. Now, this podcast is something quite exciting. I am launching a challenge, and I am challenging you, yes, the listener, the small business owner, the entrepreneur, the big business owner, the CEO, the managing director, the management team. Here is a challenge for you. On today's podcast, I am launching a 90-day networking challenge. Now, networking for some people is a dirty word. It should not be a dirty word. Networking is one of the best tools in your arsenal for attracting the right customers and the right clients to your business. It has a certain air of mystery. It has a certain air of rolled up trouser legs and funny handshakes about it, but it needn't be that way. And in fact, I'm going to have a guest on very shortly that knows everything there is to know about networking, has written books on it, has been to over thousands probably. He's probably lost count. Networking meetings around the UK and certainly knows his stuff. That special guest is Stefan Thomas. So I'm really excited to be letting you listen to the absolute gold nuggets he is going to help you on your 90-day networking journey. Now, the reason it's 90 days is that as I record this, this is the beginning of January. At the end of March, you go into a brand new financial year. I want you to start that brand new financial year at turbo pace, not a snail's pace, not let's think about it 1 week before April starts. No, we really want you to get going with 2018, and this will help you do a lot of the groundwork. In fact, it may even finish off your financial year even better than it started, which is what this podcast is all about, is helping you have your best year ever. Now, I've been to a lot of networking events over the last 12 months, and it has struck me that I think there is a lot of just showing up, not doing any business, becoming famous on Facebook for just showing up and doing a little bit of talk, but unfortunately then not asking for any business. It's also struck me that there are many small business owners that for some reason or other don't feel comfortable telling people about what they do. So, here's your challenge. I want you to sit down. I want you to sit down for an hour at some point this week. And I want you to start booking in networking events into your diary for the next 90 days. Now, I can hear some people already shouting at me, going, "Where do I find the time for all this networking?" Well, guess what? You find time in exactly the same way that you would find change. In between the nooks and crannies of all the other stuff that you do. The reason being is that if your success is pivotal, if your success means so much to you in this coming year, you will find the time. There are hundreds, nay thousands of people out there that are your ideal customers and clients. They don't sit on Facebook. They don't sit looking at Google ads. They don't sit looking at YouTube videos. They don't sit looking at newspaper adverts. They don't sit looking at magazine adverts. And they sure as hell don't sit looking at bits of paper that get pushed through the letterbox free with bills. There are other businesses, there are other customers and clients out there right now that go to networking events, that want to do business with you. And if they don't want to do business with you, I guarantee you they know someone who will want to do business with you. And that is key. It's not always about the people in the room. So I want you to sit down at some point this week and map out 90 days worth of networking. Have a look at the events. Are they free? Are they paid for? Because yes, I fully understand that you need to get a return on investment, not only for your time, but your costs and your time away from work. But like I said previously, if your success means so much to you, you will find time to do it. You will also create a network around you and hopefully a network of success around you. There is that story that goes around that you are the sum of the five people that you hang around with. Well, look, I'm going to be brutally honest, as I hope you appreciate that I am on this podcast, is that if you're not successful and the people around you aren't successful and are dragging you down, it's about time that you got some new friends and you went out and found new people who are successful, who do want you to be successful, who do want you to move forward, and you will find those people at networking events. I've already given you many reasons to go to networking events. What I'd like you then to do is once you've sat down and you've mapped it out and you've blocked them in your diaries and you are showing commitment to going to these networking events is that on my Facebook page, the best kept secret, the best kept business secret Facebook page, there will be links in the show notes. I want you to come and join in on the challenge. I want you to tell people how much work you're getting, how much business you're getting, your experiences, the highs, the lows, the embarrassing stories, the funny stories, the nauseating stories. I want you to share them with the world. I want this to become a regular thing. 90 days worth of networking, getting out there, really giving yourself the biggest chance of success in this year by putting that front foot forward, by getting out, meeting new people, seeing new businesses, relating to new businesses, giving them value, giving them the experience and the knowledge that you have. But here's the thing. It's not just down to me talking to you about networking. I decided that I really wanted to get an expert involved who knows what it is to be successful at networking and be able to help and aid other businesses to increase their sales, increase their profits, to get the right customers and the right clients to their business and do business with them. I wanted to get an expert that knows all about it. So after this short ad by our brand new sponsors, JB Commercial Finance, I'll introduce you to our special guest.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
Okay, so special guest time. I've got a very special guest. I'm not going to introduce him quite simply because I'm rubbish at introducing people. So, and if I build them up too much, it's only disappointment from there on in. But we're going to be talking to a young man called Stefan Thomas. Stefan, please tell everybody why I've brought you onto a podcast talking about networking.
Because the proper guest didn't turn up, mate. I think that's the truth. No, I'm really thrilled to be called young. I'm 48 in a couple of weeks' time. I'm Stefan Thomas. I'm the author of Business Networking for Dummies and Instant Networking. I've been on this little networking journey myself for over 10 years now. Something like 1,000 networking events, and I'm reasonably sure that the reason that you've brought me on today is because I haven't just attended 1,000 networking events. I worked out early doors, more out of desperation than anything, how to actually turn those networking events and my social media time into business and sales. So I reckon that's why you've brought me on, because I think that's a lot of what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely right it is, my friend. So it's quite interesting, because you said early doors, you recognise that more out of desperation than anything else. So for those people that are listening that have never networked before or have this phobia of networking, tell us a little bit about why people should consider networking as effectively one of the best marketing tools at their disposal.
And it's something that you say there is really important, that it's one of the marketing tools. I do not espouse that people should only do networking, and that sometimes surprises people. One of the reason that I got into it is that any other marketing effort I was trying to do, and the very my very first business for myself was a local magazine. So most of my marketing effort was either walking straight into businesses and trying to engage with them, or sending emails or putting in phone calls and trying to engage with businesses who I wanted to sell advertising to. What networking did for me very, very early on was put me in a very friendly environment where I was sat opposite, enjoying breakfast with, chatting to the very people that I was trying to get in front of. And it short-circuited a load of the other effort that I'd put in, because instead of spending hours trying to get in front of these people and then usually getting 10 minutes of their time, instead of that, I would be sat right in front of them, and we got the opportunity to get to know each other, to warm up a little bit. And it just shortcut that whole bit for me, and got me talking about my stuff in a different way, in a way that proved to be successful. So for me, it was the fact that it put me straight in front of the people who I would otherwise spend hours trying to get in front of. That was the thing that made it for me.
Okay. I suppose this could be a one-word answer. Is networking easy?
you ain't never going to get a one-word answer out of me. The thing is, networking is, I'm going to say simple. Let's use the word simple rather than easy. I'm not going to say easy, because it does require some effort. Networking itself is simple, but we've overcomplicated it, because just talking to people about our business is something that we really have to be able to do. Whether we do that face-to-face, whether we do that online, talking to people about our business, if we're in business for ourselves, is something that we have to be able to do. All that networking does is puts us in a room full of people where we can talk about our business. I think the reason that I haven't answered yes, it's easy, is because A, it requires some effort, and B, as soon as we put this label of networking around it, it seems to make people nervous. I think the first 13 or 14 years of our life, we all get a load of information and advice from our parents. And one of the biggest pieces of advice that we've all had is, don't talk to strangers. and then we go into business for ourselves, and we talk to our business coach, and then the business coach says, you should go networking. And you say, what's that? And he says, well, you walk into a room full of strangers and have to talk to them. No wonder it makes us a bit nervous. But I think once we strip away the mystique that we're in a room with a room full of people who are in the same position as ourselves, with the same challenges as ourselves, once we strip it away and actually just get chatting to people at networking, yes, it is simple, but I still won't say it's easy, because it requires a bit more effort than most people put in.
Perhaps we should relabel it chatting groups. That would be far easier, isn't it? It's that word networking. It always seems like quite a dirty word, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's got connotations. I think they're maybe the sort of 70s, 80s, 90s, what people think of as networking, where it's all very hard-nosed and it requires... People think that it requires you to be very selfish. And actually, I think that's what turns people off sometimes as well. And I've found that being the opposite, being selfless rather than selfish, actually gets you to your ultimate goal quicker than going in there and being selfish. So it's an interesting one. A lot of it is very counterintuitive, I think, as well.
That's quite interesting. You've just used that phrase, selfless rather than selfish. Just explain that a little bit more for me.
The biggest, I talk about this so much and I get passionate about it, that the biggest headspin for me, the understanding rather, that once I'd got the hang of this, completely turned around my networking experience and my results, was to realise that everyone else is there for the sake of their business, not yours. When I train people, when I speak in front of people, if I ask them, whose business did you come here for this morning? Why did you get up at 5 a.m. and drive to this networking event? Unanimously, the responses that everyone got up that morning for the sake of their own business. It intrigues me that what we've been told to talk about at networking events, the way that we've been told to handle our 60 or 40 second introduction, is to talk about ourselves. And yet, we're the only person in the room who's interested in that. Once I got my head around the fact that everyone else was there for the sake of their business, once I changed all of my communication to respect that, that was when actually business started coming to me. And it was almost when you stop selling and realize why other people are there and respect that, reflect it, work on that. That was when it turned around for me. And it's really interesting because even though I use the word selfless, I know that working with that results in far more sales for me.
Yeah, I talk about it quite a lot, is that, you know, we are problem solvers as businesses. That's all we are, is we are problem solvers. And we are there to help other businesses solve their problems, whether it's for free or whether it's, you know, exchange of cash or services or something like that. There are a lot of people that sort of like stand up, and I've seen it myself, where they'll stand up, they'll come to one networking event and suddenly decide that actually that's not the right audience for them. They'll just leave after one networking event rather than giving it two or three attempts. So as a great example, one of my clients a couple of years ago, God bless her, she's an acupuncturist. And I remember this story. And this guy stood up in his 60 seconds and he said, I want bigger businesses. He was a coach. I want bigger businesses. I want corporate businesses, blah, blah, blah. Sat down. Bit of networking afterwards, he wandered up to her and said, okay, I am such and such. And introduced himself all over again and spent 5 minutes telling her how good he was. He then stopped and paused for breath, which I was quite impressed with, and then said, so what do you do? She went to tell him that she was an acupuncturist. As soon as she mentioned the word acupuncturist, he turned on his heels and walked away. And that client then turned around to me and goes, how did he know that my husband was not a CEO at a big company? I said, well, he didn't. And she goes, well, he is. I know. So that individual just spent 5 minutes telling her about himself. And then rather than offering any value to her as an acupuncturist, she's still a business owner, just turned on his heels and walked away. And has probably missed out on a very nice, tidy contract because all it was about was him.
And this myth, which I'll hit straight on the head, this myth that there are no big businesses at networking, which I hear so often. And yet, clients of mine who I've won directly from networking events include Lloyds Bank, Telecom Plus PLC, Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, the Chartered Institute of Securities and Investments, Breverton Solicitors, look them up, and so on and so forth, who I've met directly at networking events. And in fact, even though this belies a number of the myths that are out there, the head of professional practices at Lloyds Banking Group PLC, I met directly at a networking event, and he's now a client of mine.
Wow.
With, you know, Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, I was referred into them by someone who I've known for coming up for 10 years in my networking. It's, you know, your friends, the acupuncturist, I should be able to pronounce that, really, shouldn't I? your friend's the acupuncturist. You choose to edit that or not. You know, she absolutely shows one of the biggest perks of networking. It's not about who's in the room; it's about those that they know. Mm-hmm. Going back to my early experience, where I was trying to flog advertising by walking into shops and just saying, "Hey, I'm Stefan, I've got this new magazine, would you like to advertise in it?" How my experience of that changed when, instead of walking into shops and saying that, I was picking up the phone and saying to people, "Hey, Steve, I think that John told you that I was going to call," and utilizing the power of my network, the power of referrals, it was that change that made the difference to me. I've never made a cold call since, because someone in my network knows someone who I want to get in front of at every point. And that, I wish more people would see the power of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, before we came on air, what we were talking about was introductions. People are always scared. We've touched on it, the 40-second and the 60-second introduction. What top tips have you got for 40 or 60-second introductions to a room full of strangers? Especially as I've been in the room where people have stood up for 60 seconds, I've sat back down again, and I still haven't got a Scooby-Doo what they actually do. So give us a few tips on how to introduce yourself in that very short time span.
The first thing is to realize that this is the start of the conversation. Every big opportunity starts with a little conversation. All that you're looking to do in your 40 or 60 seconds is to start that conversation. A mistake that I see a load of people make is they try and squeeze everything into that 60 seconds. When I was an estate agent, which is what I did for 20 years, we advertised in the newspaper every week. The point of our advert in the newspaper was to give people just enough detail about each house that they wanted to pick up the phone or come into our office and talk to us. The point of your networking introduction is that you want to give people just enough that they want to actually talk to you and find out more, not give them so much that they think that they can tick the box that they know everything about you. So tip number one, recognize that it's just the start of the conversation. Don't try and squeeze everything in there. Use it as a hook for people to want to speak to you. Tip number two, which I'm spotting becoming increasingly important, is respect the platform, respect which networking event you're at. One size fits all doesn't work in networking. If we look at certainly two of the biggest networking organisations in the UK, Four Networking and BNI, the point of their 40 or 60 seconds is fundamentally different. Just because you're doing it over breakfast, just because it's about a minute long, doesn't mean that you can use the same one at each. At Four Networking, you're intending to give people enough that they ask you for a one-to-one. At BNI, you're intending to educate people on the type of referrals that you're looking for. It needs a fundamentally different approach. So point number one was respect that it is just the start of the conversation. Point number two, respect the platform. And point three, for God's sake, prepare for it. In every other piece of marketing material that I've ever put together, and anyone else has ever put together, we've spent time writing it, we've spent time crafting it, we've spent time putting it together so that it means something. And yet, I see people pay for membership of Four Networking or BNI or Athena or whatever it happens to be, spend 3 or 4 hours of their life there, and with 25 other business people in the room who might be their best client or referrer, I watch people think about what they're going to say as they stand up. It's far too important to me to just wing it. Get it right, prepare for it, make it make some sense, and have some sort of narrative so that you know what you're going to say. And point four, finally, have some sort of call to action in there as you would with any other of your marketing material. My call to action is, and I'm a 10-year member of Four Networking, my call to action is very clumsy. If you want to find out more, just ask me for a one-to-one. But what I am doing, the very final thing that I say, is helping other people understand what they need to do next to find out more from me, rather than just leaving it hanging. So in order, it's just the start of the conversation. Accept that you need a different introduction for different places. Prepare for it and have some sort of call to action so people need to know what they need to do next. I think, I think that's four tips, isn't it? That I hope should help people.
Mate, that's absolutely golden. You're absolutely right. I've seen so many of those signs, sort of like when people do go networking. Just the last one, because obviously this is a short podcast, and I mean you and I could probably talk for hours. Probably do an audiobook of this. There you are.
There's an idea.
Yeah, there we go. conversations between Mark and Stefan. Actually, it'd be quite a short one, really, because we'd be drunk after 20 minutes. But when it comes to you've had that conversation, people have had their one-to-ones with you. Give us a couple of tips on how to follow up, because it's either very The follow-ups that I find are either incredibly salesy or nobody follows up at all, in between. How would you, if you've had a one-to-one with somebody or you've had a conversation with somebody, how would you go about following up that person that you've just met?
There's a number of things here. Most people at networking events don't rush up to you and want to buy your stuff straight away. To me, that's the biggest opportunity that most people let slip. If people do follow up, they tend to only follow up with those people who've expressed interest in buying from them. Most of my sales come from people who expressed no interest in buying from me the first time that we met. And when I train people, what I talk about means active following up and passive following up. Active follow up, those few people who are really interested in what you've got to say. If during the course of your conversation at a networking event, they express any interest in what you've got to say, it's absolutely down to you as the business owner to take responsibility for that conversation and to take action to take that conversation forward, usually by booking the next appointment or booking the next conversation with someone, not just leave it to chance. So if someone expresses interest in buying from you, take responsibility for that conversation and take action to take that conversation forward. Book the next part of the conversation. For passive follow-up, all of those people who you've met, you got on really well with, however, there was no immediate interest in what you're doing. In 2018, I got it right, 2018. In 2018, we've got so many tools at our hands to keep in touch with people, with LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and email marketing and the telephone. It's still okay to pick up the phone and talk to people. And yet what most people do with that business card for someone that they've only met and there's no real interest there is they discard it. I think so many people could make such a big difference if they connected with people. Using the tips which I picked up very early on in my career, be genuinely interested in the other guy. If you got an email from someone saying, you know, hey, Mark, we met this morning at Four Networking in whatever town. Hey, listen, I've just had a look at your website and your blog and had a listen to one of your podcasts. I'm absolutely going to carry on listening to them. Do you mind if we keep in touch on LinkedIn? How much difference would you be in your response to that to the typical emails that you and I get to say, hey, Mark, met you at Four Networking this morning. Here's 800 words about what I do and why you should buy from me. You know, it's that the second one just turns you off about the guy. The first one makes you think, oh, I will keep in touch with this person. And if they've shown that interest in you, as human beings, we tend to want to reciprocate and go and show that interest in them. And this whole what goes around comes around works then. By showing genuine interest in the other guy, enough of them will come back and show an interest in you and occasionally think, do you know what? I actually might be interested in what that Mark does. I'm going to take more of a look at it now. It's the opportunity to keep in touch with people at scale in 2018 using social media and email marketing and the telephone and networking events, that's where most people don't put in enough effort, frankly. That the real opportunity is that most people won't put in enough effort. So that for those of us who do, there are huge opportunities out there.
Fantastic. Stefan, there's some great tips there. And I really hope in the 90-day business challenge, people will take some time to listen back to this and use them. Really do. Where can people find out more about you and more about your book and more about your retreats, my friend?
I think the most sensible place for people to look is in my Facebook group, The Networking Retreat, which is completely free. I put a load of networking advice in there. That tends to be my hub. We've got about 3,500 people in there networking. I put a load of advice. Some other people who I've got a load of respect for put advice in there as well. Undoubtedly, you'll share your podcast in there as well, because I know that my members would get a load out of that. So the Networking Retreat, just search it on Facebook. It's free to join. I really love the idea of your 90-day networking challenge, because getting people to put in a tiny little bit more thought and effort than they were before is going to make such a cumulative difference to those people who actually do it. So I love the idea of it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Stefan, you have been a star. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, how many nuggets were in that? Seriously, how many golden nuggets for networking were in that? Hopefully, if you come and join us on the Facebook page, which is The Best Kept Business Secret, go and have a look for it. Come and join me. We'll be getting some other hints and tips from Stefan as the 90 days goes through. I know I'm lining up another couple of guests as well that will also help you with your networking journey. We want to know your stories. We want to know the best bits of networking, the bad bits about networking, what sort of results you're getting from being in the room with so many different new people that could be your ideal customers and clients. Really excited about seeing the results. That's it for this podcast. So I want to say a massive thank you to Stefan. If you want to know more about Stefan, go and have a look in the show notes. All the links will be there. If you want some other thoughts, ideas, and strategies, and they're all free, you can go to my website, which is www.markford.uk. That's www.markford.uk. If you enjoyed the podcast, please, 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 please go and leave us a review on iTunes. I'd really, genuinely appreciate it. Until next time. I'll see you soon. Be utterly brilliant. Have a great week. We'll speak soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.